Buenas tardes, estoy muy, no sé cómo explicarlo. Este es mi último día con ustedes.
Good afternoon, I'm glad to be here. This will be my last afternoon here with you guys.
Les doy gracias por todo el apoyo que me han dado.
I want to thank you.
Y a mí.
I want to thank you for all the support you've given me and my family.
Gracias por sus oraciones y su apoyo.
Thank you for your prayers and your support.
Muchas gracias y les pido por favor que sigan orando, que mi viaje sea corto y pueda regresar pronto.
Thanks for praying and I continue to ask you to pray that my trip would be short and the journey would be safe.
Pero más por mi familia porque se queda sola.
And please pray for my family because they will be alone.
Sin mí.
Without me.
Yo sé que tienen a Dios en su corazón.
I know they have God in their heart.
Y que Él los va a cuidar.
And that God will protect my family.
Muchas gracias por sus oraciones.
Again, thank you for praying. Oh, and your support, financial support, and prayer support.
Thank you.
Me alegro mucho que la segunda mes que estuve aquí, the second month that I was here, I'm so happy que yo tenía el privilegio, I had the privilege. Oh wait, I have a translator here. that I had the privilege of seeing this man come to know Jesus Christ as his Savior.
Que yo tengo el privilegio para ver este hombre conocer al Señor como Salvador, Jesucristo.
And I got to perform my first wedding.
Y pude hacer la primera boda.
And in Spanish.
En español.
And some of you remember that.
¿Y algunos de ustedes se recuerdan de eso?
And to see Leticia and Jaime grow in Jesus Christ.
Y para ver a Leticia y Jaime crecer en el Señor Jesucristo.
Has been like seeing the Red Sea parted.
Es como ver el Mar Rojo partir.
Or Lazarus raised from the dead.
O Lázaro vivir otra vez de los muertos.
Brother Jaime is going to be leaving for Mexico.
Hermano Jaime se va a ir a México.
Next Sunday morning, very early.
El domingo que viene muy temprano.
Way too early.
Demasiado temprano.
But he's going to get everything in line so that he can live here permanently with his family.
Y va a tratar de arreglar todo bien para que pueda vivir aquí permanentemente.
God has changed his life.
Dios le ha cambiado la vida a Jaime.
And we pray that God will direct every step there and back.
Y espero que Dios va a dirigir sus caminos para allá y para atrás otra vez.
We pray that it will be short.
Oramos que va a ser muy pronto.
But it could be months.
Pero quizás puede ser meses.
Our heart and our eyes are not on the circumstances.
Nuestros corazones ni nuestros ojos están en las circunstancias.
They're not on the circumstances, but on our, the living God.
Pero en Dios,
serve.
En Dios que servimos.
You are our family.
Tú eres nuestra familia.
Leticia is our family.
Leticia es nuestra familia.
And we'll take care of your family.
Y vamos a cuidar a tu familia.
Gracias.
And we know that God will take care of all of us.
Y sabemos que Dios nos va a cuidar a todos.
Amen.
And so I'm going to ask Brother Mike Klickus to come on up here, and Brother Miles Krause to come on up here, and we're going to have a word of prayer. Vamos a orar por hermano Jaime y su familia. And the way I'm going to ask you to do it is, brothers, you go ahead and take the microphone, and then Luis will translate right here as we pray.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Father, we do thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your love for us. Lord, we thank you that we know that you're a providential God, Lord, and that we can have that rest and peace. And no matter what road that you lead us down, Lord, even the uncertain roads, Lord, we thank you for Brother Jaime and for Sister Leticia, Lord. We thank you that you've allowed us to have this time of fellowship
Señor,
with them.
Señor, te doy gracias que podemos tener este compañerismo con Jaime por tu providencia y todo lo que haces, Señor.
Lord, we know that even now as they face uncertainties in this road that they're down, Lord, that we can trust in you.
Señor, te damos gracias que no hay cosas seguras en este lo que va a pasar aquí, pero te damos gracias que vas a obrar aquí con esto.
So Lord, we just ask that you would put your hand upon them, Lord, and give them safety.
Y te pido, Señor, que pongas tu mano sobre la familia Vela y Jaime también cuando va para allá.
And Lord, whatever road that you might lead them down, Lord, that they continue to be a light in this darkened world.
Cualquier pasaje que ellos van, que ellos sigan siendo una luz en este mundo oscuro.
Father, we just ask again, Lord, that as they go, Lord, that you would give them the peace in their heart to know that you are God, and Lord, that all things are done in accordance to your will.
Oh, Señor, te pido que sigas trabajando en sus corazones y que sea tu voluntad en la familia Vela, en Jaime y en Leticia también.
Father, we just ask that you would continue to bless Jaime's family, Lord, and the endeavors that he'll take.
Señor, te pido que bendices a Jaime con las cosas que él va a estar haciendo aquí.
And Lord, just ask that we would continue, Lord, to support him, Lord, in any way that we can, Lord, both through our prayers and financially.
También te pido, Señor, que nos ayudes a seguirle pidiéndole a ti, Señor, para que nosotros podamos ayudarle con las ofrendas, con las oraciones para él.
And we give you the praise, honor, and glory for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Te pedimos esto en el nombre de Jesucristo. Amén.
Father, as we do come before you.
Padre, nos ponemos delante de ti.
Lord, we look to your word for the promises that you give us.
Vemos en tu palabra, Señor, las promesas que nos das a nosotros.
And Lord, you have told us to, in Psalm 37, it says, trust in the Lord and do good.
En Salmos 37 dice, confía en el Señor y haz lo bien.
So shalt thou dwell in the land.
Y así van a vivir en el país.
And verily thou shalt be fed.
Amen. Y van a ser, le van a recibir comida, van a recibir alimento.
Delight thyself also in the Lord.
Delight yourself. Delítate en el Señor.
And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Y él te va a dar los deseos del corazón.
Commit thy way unto the Lord.
Keep going, brother.
Trust also in him.
Confía en el Señor.
And he shall bring it to pass. And Father, we trust in your promises.
Señor, confiamos en tus promesas.
And Lord, we know that Jaime's desire is to serve you, Father, more than anything else.
Sabemos, Señor, que el deseo de Jaime es para servirte a ti más que todo lo demás.
And Lord, we know his commitment to his family.
Sabemos lo que él quiere hacer con su familia.
And Father, we pray that his desire to come back, Father, according to the law.
Señor, sabemos que también el deseo de él es regresar conforme a las leyes que hay en este país.
Would be blessed by you, Father,
Señor,
because of Lord, his desire to do right.
Señor, que lo bendices porque él, tú le dices un deseo para que haga lo que es bien.
Father, we pray that this would be just a short, very short time, Lord.
Te pedimos, Señor, que este tiempo sea muy, muy corto.
And that, Father, we would stand amazed at how you have opened every single door to make this happen.
Que nos quedamos asombrados que tú has hecho todo esto como tú quisiste.
And Lord, we commit our brother to your loving care, Father.
Confiamos que tú vas a cuidar a nuestro hermano, Señor.
Lord, through prayer, through financial support, Lord, through fellowship.
Señor, por las oraciones, por las ofrendas, por compañerismo, Señor.
And not just Jaime, but his family, Father.
Y no nomás Jaime, pero también su familia.
And Lord, we pray that you would just use this opportunity, Father.
Y Señor, te pedimos que uses esta oportunidad
to be a testimony not only here, but back in Mexico.
Para que sea un testimonio no nomás aquí en este lugar, pero también en México.
And as a result of this,
y un resultado de estas cosas,
as a result of his obedience, Father, I pray that many would be saved.
Y el resultado de su obediencia, que muchos sean salvos.
And Lord, help this to be but a moment in time.
Señor, que sea nomás un momento en esta en este tiempo nomás.
And Lord, help us, Lord, not to be forgetful, but to pray fervently every day.
Señor, y ayúdanos que no nos olvidemos de esas cosas, pero que diario vemos y pidamos por nuestro hermano Jaime.
And that, Lord, we would again be united as a family.
Y que otra vez seamos unidos como familia.
Lord, thank you for Jaime's testimony.
Señor, gracias por el testimonio de Jaime.
And Lord, help us all to be this bold.
Y Señor, ayúdanos a nosotros también que seamos así como obediente a tu palabra también.
And Lord, help us to just remember, Father, that you are sovereign.
Señor, ayúdanos también recordar que tú eres soberano.
And that your love for us is perfect.
Y tu amor por nosotros es perfecto, Señor.
Thank you for his family.
Gracias por su familia.
And Father, we ask now that everything that happens from next Sunday until the time that Jaime comes back.
Señor, también te pido que desde el domingo que viene hasta cuando él regrese,
would be, Lord, for our benefit also, that we might draw closer to you as well.
Que también lo uses, Señor, para que nos acerques a nosotros, más cerca a ti.
As a result of praying for and taking care of Jaime's family.
Por resultado de ayudándole a Jaime y orando, acercándote a ti para pedirte que ayudes a Jaime.
Thank you, Lord, for saving Jaime.
Gracias, Señor, por salvando a Jaime.
And Lord, thank you for how you have worked in his life.
Y gracias por las cosas que has hecho en su vida.
And we pray that you would bless these things according to your perfect will.
Bendice esas cosas de acuerdo con tu perfecta voluntad.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
En el nombre de Jesucristo, nuestro Señor. Amen.
Before Luis prays, if Leticia is available, I'd like her to come on up here. If she is available, if not, that's fine. But if we don't see her in a moment, okay, here she is. I'd like you to come on up here, sister. I want to specifically pray now for Leticia and Isaiah as they're gone. And you go ahead and pray, brother, and I will translate.
I'll pray in English.
You know, you want to pray in English?
I could do it in Spanish. Okay. Yeah, he's going to translate.
Okay.
Father, we thank you for Jaime.
Padre, gracias por Jaime.
I pray that you would work in his life.
Oh, Padre, obra en su vida.
We know, Lord, that all things work together for good.
Sabemos que todas las cosas funcionan para el bueno.
And Jaime is not an exception.
Y Jaime no es una excepción.
Thank you for this great opportunity.
Gracias, Padre, por esa gran oportunidad.
You will make a great name for yourself.
Y vas a ser un nombre grande para ti.
Por ti mismo. Thank you, Father, for his family.
Gracias, Padre, por su familia.
And we get to see them grow here.
Podemos verles creciendo aquí.
It is our desire, Father.
Es nuestro deseo, Padre.
That they draw closer to you.
Que ellos se acercan a ti.
I pray that you will be with Leticia.
Oh, Padre, proteja Leticia.
Protect.
Cuídale.
Isaiah.
Proteja a Isaías.
Keep them as close to you as possible.
Guárdale cerca a ti como es posible.
Protect Jaime as he goes to Mexico,
proteja,
Father.
Proteja a nuestro hermano Jaime cuando viene a México.
Let him be a light shining in a dark place.
Hazle un luz en un lugar oscuro como nos has enseñado.
And I pray that our brothers here as well.
Y por nuestros hermanos aquí también.
Would have a burden to continue to love the Vela family.
tendrán una carga para amar la familia Vela.
Father, continue to work in our hearts as well.
Oh, Padre, continúa obrar nuestros corazones también.
And fill all of us here today with the Holy Spirit.
Llénanos con el Espíritu Santo.
Oh, Father, we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Todo te pido en el nombre de Cristo.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. We love you so much. We're going to care for, vamos a cuidar a Leticia y Isaías. We're going to care for your family. And I know that God will bring you back very soon. But we are in His hands. Estamos en sus manos. Y él es fiel. He is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
I'll go ahead and write. We did send an email out, and if you didn't get it, we'd ask you to, even tonight, do this by Wednesday, and we'll make sure that Jaime has this, but if you could write a letter as to why he needs to stay in the United States, as to his family, as to the need for our church, and for his very important place as one of the first fruits in our Spanish ministry,